Today's devotional is an update and revision of last year's service on the same topic. Exodus 12, 1-2 reads, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you.'" This year, the spring equinox is on March 20th. In verse 2, this month is the Jewish month Nisan, which begins at the first new moon following the March 20th spring equinox. From this Jewish new year, we can count to the Passover. For this year, 2021, the new moon falls on March 13th. Counting 14 days to Nisan 14 brings us to March 26, 2021 on the Jewish Passover sacrifice, which is the same date as our Lord's memorial. Because the Jewish day commences at 6 o'clock in the evening, Nisan 14 actually begins on the day marked Nisan 13 on the Jewish calendar. Therefore, after 6 p.m. on the day shown as 1913 is the appropriate time for the memorial celebration, since Nisan 14th begins exactly at 6 p.m. on that day. Jesus is the center of our memorial service. Let's now praise Jesus in song as we listen to "Wonderful, Merciful Savior."
Praise. You are the one we You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Exodus 12:3. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for a household. The choosing of the lamb on the 10th day foreshadowed our Lord Jesus presenting himself to Israel at the close of his ministry as their king, showing that if Israel would be recognized as the church of the firstborn in the antitypical Passover, they must accept Jesus as their Messiah. Exodus 12:5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. The man Christ Jesus was the antitype of the Passover lamb slain by the Israelites, a lamb without blemish. John 1:29, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." 1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Hebrews 7:26, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. Jesus was the perfect antitype of the Passover lamb, being perfect, without spot or blemish. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is our Savior and the Savior of the whole world.
cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord on the earth, let us sing. King, mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares
to the promise I have in you. Exodus 12:6. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. You can see on the diagram that twilight, or between the two Jewish evenings, was 3 p.m. when the Passover lamb was slain on the 14th day of Nisan. Exodus 12:7. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. The sprinkling of the lamb's blood indicated that all of the household of faith believes in the precious blood of Christ. It also symbolizes the imputation of the blood, symbolically the merit of the death of Jesus for the new creation, the church of the firstborn. Hebrews 10:22 says, having their hearts sprinkled from a consciousness of evil, justified and sanctified by Jesus' blood, the church of the firstborn, with a pure conscience and spiritual aspirations, obediently follow the light emanating from God's holy word. Let us appreciate God's word through the song, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. your sign, and I will love you to the
Exodus 12:8, they shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. The whole household of faith partakes of the lamb. They appreciate Jesus' ransom sacrifice. However, in the gospel age, only the firstborn, the new creation, receive the benefits of the ransom. Full justification to life, as pictured by the blood on the doorpost, saving the firstborn. Unleavened bread pictures truth in its purity, the precious promises which come to us from the Heavenly Father through Christ. It is without the corruption, leaven, of human theory, blight, ambitions, and selfishness. Bitter herbs picture the bitter experiences and trials which the Lord prepares for us, and which help wean our affections from earthly pursuits and interests, and which give us increased appetite to feed upon the lamb and the unleavened bread of truth. Exodus 12:10, and you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn. Nothing of it remains, signifying that the privilege of participation in the Lord's sacrifice is confined to the gospel age.
As gift to you, change our hearts, fill us with peace, transform our lives anew, open our eyes so that we might see your presence in one another. Your life poured out in love today unites us all in you.
Loving Lord, our eyes to see the good that lives in each of us, that called the world to be. And when we fail to see the good, when friendships falter and crumble. Give us the courage to forgive, that we may live in peace.
Living Word, O Son of God, your love shows us the way, that we might live in harmony and from you never stray. Wipe all oppression from our midst. Give us a love for a people. Your song of justice sing in us. To live for peace today.
Exodus 12:11. In this manner you shall eat of it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Ephesians 6:14, having girded your waist with truth. Ephesians 6:15, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 1 Peter 2:10-11, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles. The Hebrews were made ready for the journey, expecting that the Lord would make the Egyptians willing to let them go. Were it not for the blood upon the doorposts and lintels, they would have shared with the Egyptians in the calamity of the death of the firstborns. Exodus 12:13, the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. In this gospel age, the church of the firstborn is passed over and saved from death to life. We now focus back on Jesus. Let us praise the Lord in our heart as we listen to the song, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son, thee will I honor, thou my
For this memorial season, let's keep our hearts and minds in obedience to our Lord's admonitions. In this regard, let's consider Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, 19 to 33, excuse me. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat and what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Jesus' words keep us focused spiritually. This year, as we partake of the Lord's memorial, apart again, we are still united together in spirit as one body. We as a united body surrender all our hopes, aims, and ambitions to Jesus Christ, our Savior.
All to Jesus I surrender, all. I will ever love and trust.
I surrender all.
In this memorial season, let us be filled with the peace of mind that passes all understanding. As Isaiah said in 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. The very Lamb of God is our shepherd who will keep us safe under his protection. Psalms 23:1-6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's now read together the words of the hymn, Christ Our Passover. Brethren, in this memorial season, let's get our hearts right with God. Let us put aside pride, bitterness, hurt feelings, and resentment. Let us be kind, generous, forgiving, and selfless. Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Be devoted, Romans 12:10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Sometimes we feel hurt. We can overcome hurt. Jesus' feelings were focused on saving mankind when they mocked and scourged him. The Apostle Paul overcame hurt feelings even in the face of false accusations. Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Hebrews 10:24, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good works. Romans 12:20-21, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Love trusts and protects. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It always protects, always trusts. Let us be more trusting in others, first assuming the best, not the worst. We will now close today's devotional service with the Easter version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. After the song, we'll have a couple of closing words. Then Brother Dan Trina will close his service with prayer.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, did you forget me, Father, did you? They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before us. Hallelujah. 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 Then lifted his face up to the sky, said, I am coming home now, Father, to you. Our reed, which held his final sip, was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave. To move the stone to bless the slain. with oil and spice anointing.